Okay. Hello.
Good morning,
Fred.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Fine.
Good for you to kind of get back on track a little bit last week.
It's always good to win. Now, if we're back on track, we'll see. But it's always good to get a win in there.
So some people call this your last stand this weekend against the Titans. What do you think about that? Huh?
The last stand?
Yeah.
Wow, that's deep. No, I mean, it's a game. It's a game. We understand, you know, what our record is, and we have very minimal room for error. So, I mean, last stand, I don't know. All of that stuff has to sort itself out, but we still have an opportunity to try and make this thing right. And it just so happened they're the team that's on the schedule.
Them being 9-0 add a little extra incentive for you?
The incentive for me, I can't speak for my teammates, but the incentive for me is that, you know, they're the Titans. I've been playing that team since I got in the NFL, my entire career. So, you know, it's just one of those games where you get excited because they're a divisional opponent as well as a rival.
You play these guys week one. You more surprised they're 9-0 or you're 4-5?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
If you played these guys week one, are you more surprised you guys are 4-5 or they're 9-0?
Well, you know what? I'm more surprised that we're 4-5. You know, they're a team that, you know, their strengths have been their defense and their running game for years. And it just reminds me of the Titans of old. I knew it wasn't going to take Coach Fisher long to rebuild a team, you know, when Javon Curse and my friends, Samari Rose and, you know, all those guys were there back in the day, even when, you know, Gary Walker, back in the day when they had the crazy defenses, man, they were so good. And now they've just got the younger guys, they've groomed them, and now they're back to where they were back in the day. So I'm not surprised by it at all.
How do you think this team compares to the 99 team?
Well, they 99 team was special in that they believed, you know, no matter what. The record didn't always reflect it, but they believed, and they came out smash-mouth physical. And I really can't make the comparison just yet. The 99 team went to the Super Bowl, and this team is 9-0. You know, they're the early favorite right now, but it doesn't mean anything once you get in the playoffs. It's a whole new season, and the 99 team proved that it's a new season. They went and handled business.
Can you see a little measure of long-time revenge if you were part of the team that gave them their first loss after what they did to you guys in 99?
I can't do anything the rest of my career to get revenge from that, man. I mean, we were 30 minutes away from, you know, all of our goals and our dreams. And, you know, you think about it from time to time, and you're like, dang, man, just 30 minutes, because we had the lead 14-10 halftime. And I don't know what type of revenge that can compare, you know, that I can, you know, bring forth.
This team, 9-0, undefeated, they beatable?
Every team is beatable. I don't want to get into the record part of it. Every team is beatable. I'll say that.
They've been giving up a little bit more yardage on the run. Do you think that you guys are maybe getting back, clicking into gear yourselves, and can get some yards on them on Sunday?
Well, I don't know what their stats are, what, you know, the categories out there, and I know they have a wonderful defense over there. And what we're trying to do is just get back to the basics. Our mindset is always trying to establish a run as well as stop the run. And it would benefit us if we can go in there and run the ball well, like we know how. So it's a challenge. It's a test. We're going to see what happens on Sunday.
Was it a tough week for you guys last week, the whole Peterson deal and having lost to the Bengals? Was that a tough week, or did you guys kind of rally around each other?
I think the toughest part of last week was losing to the Bengals. You know, we didn't overlook them. They came out and they beat our butts. And, you know, the effort is always there, but we fell short. So that makes it tough in that we lost to them. The Mike Peterson situation, the media took it, ran with it. All of us who were here, who was in the locker, in the team meeting room when it happened, you know, we all kind of looked at it as something very small that kind of just blew up for it. We don't even understand it even now. But, you know, we just wanted to come out and prove that when a team is 0-8, you're supposed to beat them like you should, and that's what happened last week.
So things, I mean, from the outside, it looks like you guys, with the Peters situation, losing to the Bengals and Browns, you know, John Henderson fight, that it's a team in turmoil, but not as bad as they seem from the outside?
From the outside, things are always a little bit more magnified. And not unless you're here, you don't really understand how it's going. I mean, we're a team who, if you look at it, look at the five losses, you're a play or two away from winning those games. Even the wins, other than the Detroit win, we're a play or two away from losing those games. I mean, so football, that's the beauty of an NFL football. One or two players can separate, you know, a champion from a total loser. So the outside looking in, we don't worry about what the outsiders think. We come here, we try and work and handle our business.
Fred, what's the challenge of preparing for a team twice a season, the second time around?
It's tough. It's always tough, and that's the comment I just made plays into that even more, especially divisional games, because you feel as if you know each other so well, and it really comes down to execution, you know, and minimizing those turnovers. We know the style of ball Coach Fisher likes to play in field position. You know, and I'm sure he's a great chess player, by the way. He's always calculated his moves. But you got to minimize your mistakes when you're playing a team twice a year. And I really think that effort plays a big part, and that's what it all boils down to.
Do you have those moments in divisional games where you have a big play or a defense has a big play against you, and you say, wow, there was talent involved in that play, but wow, they also really knew it. They really knew us to stop us, or we really knew them to counter what they were trying to do.
Yeah, it's always that always goes through your mind. I mean, of course, talent plays a big part in it, but I mean, sometimes it comes down to a simple thing. It's just the guy, you know, man on man, knowing your assignment, number one, so you can react a lot quicker and don't have to do a lot of thinking, no hesitation. And sometimes, with that being said, you're beating your guy to the punch, and you only have to use half of your talent. So, I mean, that it factors in so much, but that's where film study comes in. That's where just having confidence and knowing that, hey, maybe we beat this team before, we can go and do it again, or if this team beat us, this is what we have to do right this time. So it's all a big mind game sometimes.
You've got a couple rookie backs in the division in Johnson and Slayton. Their teams haven't been too concerned with putting them on the field on third down, confident that they could pick a guy up if they need to or get open for the quarterback to dump it off. Is that different than it was maybe when you were starting out? Do you see more teams confident enough in rookie running backs to play on third down so early?
I think it depends on the guy. I think it depends on the talent of the actual player, as well as you know, his grasp of knowing concepts and knowing the bit of knowing protections, how smart he learns. So I mean, coming in, you learn how to pick up blitzes in college in some offenses, and then you got to go through training camp. And trust me, as a rookie, the veteran linebackers don't take it easy on you in camp when it comes to the pass, the blitz pickup drills, even the blitz pickup periods, practice periods. They don't take it easy. They're trying to wear the rookie out. And then they kind of groom you throughout camp, and then you just trial by fire, you know, throughout the course of the game. And Chris, he's a hell of a back. He's very instinctive, tough guy to be a smaller guy, and he sticks his nose in there. So I think it really comes down to the will and the heart determination of the player itself. Gain that trust.
You've faced Jeff Fisher dozens of times, his teams over the years. Is he maybe a little bit underappreciated in the national scope of things? Because when people say who's the best coach in the NFL, his name doesn't really come to mind at the start, maybe because of the small markets.
Maybe it's a small market, but I have the utmost respect for Coach Fisher. I mean, my respect level is so, so high for Coach Fisher. And maybe it comes from, you know, battling them twice a year for 11 years now, as well as the playoff game. So I think he doesn't get the respect that he deserves, maybe because of the small market, like you say. But for me, he's definitely in the top three coaches in the NFL, in my opinion. And he's stuck there. He's had no problems with worrying about his job security. He's just stuck there, and he's been there, and he's doing contract extensions almost every other year, it seems like.
Have you been able to keep up with your old buddy Javon Curse this season?
We have this strange friendship. I ask about him through my other friends. He asks about me. We'll chat every now and then. And I'm so amazed by, you know, his will and his heart to try and come back from that major surgery, the break and his ankle and all that different stuff. But the one thing about Javon, and this is a crazy stat for y'all, the first time he's on any team, it seems as if they go to a championship. Florida Gators, we went to a championship. When he first came to Tennessee, you all went to the Super Bowl. When he first went to Philly, they went to the Super Bowl. Now he's back in Tennessee. It doesn't, the stat doesn't help us out, but it sure enough works in their favor. So we'll see how it goes.
What makes the relationship strange?
You know, because sometimes, I mean, I always used to tease him. He was my my dorm mate back at Florida, and I would always go in his room. You know, I would hit up the young guys for their ramen noodles. We didn't have a lot of money back then, so I would always hit him up for his noodles, and, you know, he would always try and, now it's like the big brother, younger brother approach. He would always come and take things out of my room, and we'll fuss at each other from time to time, but the love is always there, so.
Do you ever get to a point where you're on equal terms in that, or is he always going to be little brother to you?
Well, you know what, he's a grown man now, and, you know, if he ever needs advice, I don't hesitate to give it, but I only try and give advice through my experiences, so I'm not telling, misleading or saying the wrong thing, so in a small way, you know, I still view him as a smaller brother, but at the same time, I'll take advice from him, you know, so like I said, man, we're going to be homies forever.
You don't have to line up on the outside against him, but when you see Courtland Finnegan on tape or play against him, what stands out? You think he gets on the nerves of the receivers?
He's the damn, excuse my language, but he's the Hines Ward of the defense, man.
Yep.
He just tries to rub you the wrong way, try to get you to react a certain way, and he's a little feisty guy who's grown into his own. He's coming to his own, and he's definitely one of the best cornerbacks in the league. And he's been working hard for that. He deserves it.
Receivers come back to the huddle cussing him?
Man, yeah, they cussing. Backs, we cussing. He's a little testy. But you know what I'm saying? He's just there. Like, just, he gets on your nerves sometimes. But that's what a good player does, you know. They get on your nerves, then they smile about it, and it really pisses you off a little bit more. And he becomes a little testy, a little feisty. That's what ballers do.
What does he do compared to other cornerbacks in the league?
He's a little guy that's not afraid to put his head in there. He covers well. You know, he's very instinctive when it comes to his ball play, playing the ball when it's in the air. And like I said, he's a small guy, but he's not backing down. He'll come up there and try and make those tackles. So, you know, he has the essentials. Like a lot of guys that, most DBs, they just want picks. They just want to cover and get picks. They don't care about trying to out-physical you at the line of scrimmage and come up and make those tackles. But for a small guy, he sticks his nose in there.
No, you don't want to make excuses, but how difficult for a run-based team to survive losing its two starting guards right out of the gate?
It's a little tough, but why even worry about it, considering nobody else in the NFL is worrying about it? Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. You just have to do some things to try and make the most of the personnel that you have out there. And that's what we've tried to do. But, you don't realize how good they are until you actually lose them. I can say that.
Last year, I mean, a little bit different circumstances, but last year when Garrard won the quarterback battle in training camp, and then, of course, the Titans this year, they made the switch to Collins after Vince was hurt. Do guys when there's a monumental switch at quarterback, do guys kind of rally around the new guy? And are you seeing some similarities the way the Titans have rallied around Collins, same way you guys rallied around Garrard last year?
Very similar situation in that We all rally around David because David's, you know, I used to tell David back in the day, just be patient. I always knew he was a good quarterback. And for him to come out, as athletes on a team, you just try and do whatever you can to try and be successful and win games, number one. No need to, you know, have that quarterback thinking, well, the guys aren't supporting me. You know, they're not for me. They're kind of looking at me sideways. Why even have him feeling uncomfortable in that sense? So you want to always rally around him, support him, and let him know that you have his back. So you can, he can go out there and he can play with that confidence. So, I mean, it's a very similar situation, and they've done well. He's 9-0, or 8-0, and he finished our game. So hats off to Kerry.
We appreciate it, Preston.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Good luck to you.